Once again, hello, Mike and Kim along with you to share a few minutes of your day with the good stuff on this local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Look it up. It's right in north central Nebraska, just 9 miles, actually, from the South Dakota border, right on Highway 83 and 20. Lots of things to do, a lot of outdoor activities, even in the fall where it's upland bird hunting, maybe still a kayak trip down the scenic Niobrara River, watching the stars at Merritt Reservoir, which, of course, is an international dark skies designated area. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grain, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new, used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events, all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily Ag News is provided as well. Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News.
Today we have a lesson in business. Lesson one. An eagle was sitting on a tree, just resting, doing nothing. A small rabbit saw the eagle and asked him, "Can I also sit like you and do nothing?" The eagle answered, "Sure, why not?" So the rabbit sat on the ground below the eagle and rested. All of a sudden, a fox appeared, jumped on the rabbit, and ate it. Management lesson. To be sitting around all day and doing nothing, you must be sitting very high up. Lesson two. A turkey was chatting with a bull. "I would love to be able to get to the top of that tree," sighed the turkey, "but I haven't got the energy." "Well, why don't you nibble on some of my droppings?" replied the bull. "They're packed with nutrients." The turkey pecked at a lump of manure, found it actually gave him enough strength to reach the lowest branch of the tree. The next day, after eating some more, he reached the second branch. Finally, after a fourth night, he was proudly perched at the top of the tree. Soon, he was promptly spotted by a farmer who shot the turkey out of the tree. Management lesson. The BS might get you to the top, but it won't keep you there. Thanks to LaVon Weishattle for sending those in to us on the good stuff. Do you have something to get through here today, Kim?
Here's something again from LaVon Weishattle, and it's why we love children. An exasperated mother whose son was always getting into mischief finally asked him, "How do you expect to get into heaven?" The boy thought it over, and he said, "Well, I'll run in and out and keep slamming the door until St. Peter says, 'For heaven's sake, Dylan, come in or stay out.'"
Well, you got to give them options, right?
Yeah, that's right.
A fast water skier. A fine water skier was Ash. He went around the whole lake in a flash. So fast was his pace, when he fell on his face, he was 10 yards ahead of his splash.
Oh, no.
Magical but tragical. A cross-eyed magician named Clocus couldn't get his eyes into focus. His fame was diminished. His career was soon finished, for he couldn't tell hocus from pocus.
Oh!
We're on a roll.
Indeed.
The plane barrier. A scientist living in Maine is searching, perhaps all in vain, for a new type of sound, which he hopes, when it's found, will outdo the speed of a plane. I've got more.
Oh, yes. Well, carry on.
A prize is what this one's called. To a suitor, said Mr. McNeese, "So your wish is to marry Louise. I am pleased to advise you'll get a real prize," said the suitor. "May I see it, please?"
He didn't quite have faith.
I don't think so. And this one's called Pickled. There was a young fellow named Perkins who had a great fondness for gherkins. He went to a tea and ate 23, which pickled his internal workings. I've wondered about that. What if you eat these pickles and all this pickle juice and stuff, does it pickle your insides?
I don't think so. Okay. I think we're safe.
TikTok. This is the final one of these. The laziest fellow was Rop. Into naps he would suddenly drop. In a hammock with ease, he'd rock in the breeze. So his self-winding watch wouldn't stop.
Those are cute.
Those are some limericks for you today. And if you have something you'd like to share. Do you have something else you want to share
with
us? I do.
Yeah, you don't hear limericks very often. This is not a limerick. One summer evening during a violent thunderstorm, a mom was tucking her son into bed. She was about to turn off the light when he asked with a tremor in his voice, "Mommy, will you sleep with me tonight?" The mother smiled and gave him a reassuring hug. "I can't, dear," she said. "I have to sleep in Daddy's room." A long silence was broken at last by a shaky little voice. The big sissy.
And thanks for tuning in to the good stuff.